This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a conclave of Chief Ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting. The meeting focused on national development issues. It also included discussions on the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Around 17 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers of the NDA alliance attended the meeting. BJP National President JP Nadda said that this is the first meeting of the non-Congress government which was attended by all parties. He said a total of 6 resolutions were passed in the meeting. Talking to media, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, who attended the meeting, said that on this occasion they received guidance from the Prime Minister on various points to fulfil the resolve of developed India. India has firmly rejected the allegations made by the Canadian government, calling them baseless. In a media briefing in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Canada has yet to provide any evidence to support the serious accusations made against India and its diplomats. He emphasized that the claims appear to be a part of a politically motivated attempt by Trudeau's government to smear India's reputation. Mr. Jaiswal said 26 extradition requests are still pending with the Canadian side, along with several provisional arrest requests. President Draupadi Murmu has said there is immense scope for enhancing cooperation between India and Malawi in various fields, including agriculture, mining, energy and tourism. She said this while addressing the India-Malawi business meet in Lilongwe. President Murmu, who reached Malawi today on the third and the final leg of her 3 African nation visit. Our correspondent covering the president's visit reports that the president is scheduled to hold bilateral and delegation-level meetings and also interact with Indian diaspora. During the visit, the president is also scheduled to visit places of historical and cultural significance in Malawi, such as the National War Memorial, Mausoleum, Sri Radha Krishna Mandir and Lake Malawi. India has extended a new line of credit for 487.6 crore rupees to the Mauritius government for financing of a water pipeline replacement project. This is the first ever rupee-dominated line of credit to have been extended by India for project financing to any country under the Indian Development and Economic Assistance Scheme, IDEAS. The project envisages replacement of approximately 100 kilometers of obsolete water pipeline in Mauritius. The Government of India-supported line of credit will be financed by the State Bank of India at concessional terms. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar made the formal offer to his Mauritian counterpart Manish Gobin, which has now been accepted by the Government of Mauritius. Our correspondent reports that this is yet another reflection of India's long-standing commitment to overall socio-economic development of countries in the global south. India's development projects continue to be driven by the aspirations and needs of its partner countries. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, have claimed that it had killed Hussein Mohammed Awada, a Hezbollah battalion commander in Lebanon today. In a statement, the IDF said Awada, who oversaw projectile attacks from villages near the Lebanese town of Bin Jebel into Israeli territory, was killed by Israeli air and artillery forces. According to the IDF, since yesterday, the Israeli army has killed more than 45 Hezbollah members and destroyed over 150 targets, including a weapons storage facility, launchers and military infrastructure. In Pakistan, the protests against rape incident in Lahore turned severe as various incidents of violence and vandalism and arson were reported in various cities. According to media reports, at least 250 protesters were arrested in Rawalpindi today. The police used tear gas to disperse students demonstrating against the incident. It said a security guard was killed and several campuses of the educational institutions were vandalized and set on fire. And that is the end of this news bulletin.